Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Number one, you need to quit the wrong things now. In interviewing literally the top 15% of the top 15% of most successful people in the world, here's what we found. They had unbelievable numbers of stories of quitting the wrong thing throughout their life. Quitting the wrong business, quitting the wrong career, quitting the wrong relationship, quitting the wrong team. And I don't say that meaning like they quit because there was hardship. They weren't quitters, like they just stopped because things were difficulty. No, they had perseverance. What they did was develop the ability to discern what was really right for them, not just because it was a passion, because lots of people have passions, but rather what was really right for them because they could tell what they were doing was wrong. They could see this over here was, you know, boring to them, or it was miserable, or it didn't light them up as much as something else did over here because they were willing to try and experiment on the side. And this is a really important distinction and probably the hardest one because it demands a lot of courage. You know, to quit a career or a job, it demands a lot of courage, not only to say, this isn't right for me, but then to execute that and say, I'm done, or to walk away from a relationship that's negative or awful. That's difficult. If it's your spouse or a partner, or if it's a team or a company, these are sensitive subjects. But it's the reason why I think it's the number one most advanced difficult habit. It takes a lot of courage to walk away from something. And they were doing it consistently and not irresponsibly. You wouldn't think they were jerks. It wasn't like they were quitting on their families without. No, what I'm saying is they identified the topics or the passions or the ideas or the relationships that were not fulfilling after they worked on it. So it's not like they just jumped in and expected everything easy and they bailed. It's like, no. They engaged, they fully committed and connected to it. They did their best to shift it, make it better, grow it. But then, if over a period of time, they recognized internally that they were miserable or bored, they cut, they made the decision and they moved on. And they did this with decisiveness and boldness that even surprised me after teaching high performance for a decade. We already know high performers are decisive. When you commit to something like your advanced learning, when you commit to taking a specific action that helps you grow, even when there's fear or uncertainty or potential hardship or risk, that's called courage. Number two, high performers raise psychological necessity. What does that mean? It means before they enter every major activity, they psych themselves up to perform well in that activity. I know that might sound basic, but their performance and delivering with excellence, it has gone far beyond a preference to a deep connection and need in terms of their identity. And why? It's because that thing they said, no matter what it is that they're doing, they say, I must do this well because I'm a person who does things well. Let me say that again. Their internal dialogue before almost anything they enter that says, I must do this well because I'm a person who does things well with excellence. And that is so part of them, and they develop that. It's not a skill, it's not a trait, it's not they're lucky that way. It's they made a choice at some point in their life to raise a personal standard of excellence to that's who I am from now on. Second, they identified a major obsession and they worked it. In other words, they let themselves obsess about something
And because they've obsessed about it, they care about it deeply, that automatically, that caring automatically ups their level of performance. They also consider the obligation or the duty to do well in that situation for somebody else, whether by obligation or purpose. They feel they need to do it well for somebody, and they're connected to that. I told the story in the live cast of working with a world record holder who I was talking with and working with, and they shared this really important distinction. I said, how do you, you know, this person was a sprinter and won a gold medal. And I said, when you go to the blocks and you're trying to, you know, guess who's going to win here in this race, that can be, you know, the margin of difference between number one and number two can be, you know, hundredths of a second, tenths of a second. I said, how do you know who's going to win? And he goes, I bet on the person who's at the block, looks up in the finish line and goes, I got to win this for my mom. I was like, wow. And you and I both know that we got to connect to our why, right? It's just that high performers do it more consistently before every major activity. I don't mean like just at the, you know, Olympics. I mean every practice, every activity. Every time you go to do something, you're going to go talk to the kids about their homework. You psych yourself up to do that with excellence. That's what high performers are doing. They're psyching themselves up to do something with excellence. That's called psychological necessity. They also accomplish this by setting a deadline. In other words, they feel like, I must do this, and I must do this well now. They do that in a healthy way. It's not unhealthy, but their necessity is set in such a way it increases their performance because it's not a preference, it's a must for them to do well and to do it now, not delay on it. Number three, they demand detail excellence. So as an example, you know, a hotel will pay very close attention to what happens in the entire life cycle of this experience of this person who is our customer. From how do they feel when they book, to how do they feel when they walk into the hotel, to how do they feel when they get to their room, to what their experience is in ordering room service, to all everything that happens up to checkout and then after checkout. So what I suggested is you need to do a full audit of your customer experience to see where is it along that experience are they experiencing friction, frustration, fear, doubt, lack of engagement. Where is the process a pain in their butt? All these questions you need to ask in order to understand that experience, and then you need to be detail freak about making that better. If you're gonna obsess about being excellent with the details, that's where. We also talked about you doing it in the processes of your business. So knowing all the processes of your business with detail about where you need to focus and improve, and some other areas of your life too. I won't go too long on that, but ultimately, if you're not sweating the details, you're not winning the race. If you're not sweating the details, getting to another level of performance is difficult because today, you know, everyone's doing the same thing. You know, everything is commoditized so fast. So it's the details of how you do what you do that makes you extraordinary. So what is it that you're compensated for? What is it that you really, that drives your revenue? And can you go to another level of detail excellence there? And not next week, not next year, like now. Number four, they focus on systemizing, then perfecting. We talked about the importance for you to get the right systems and tools before you need to scale, but before you even need them. You know, let me give you an example. I told the story of me volunteering and getting to work with these kids. And there's one kid, it was a tennis activity. And this kid was totally decked out with all the gear, you know, and had this like amazing tennis racket and, you know, the headband and, you know, fancy shoes and everything. I was talking to his mom and his mom says, oh, this is his dream. So he needs the right equipment now. And we all go, yeah, that's cute. But do you have the right equipment? Have you gotten the systems or the tools that are necessary for you to deliver with excellence and to grow? Because most entrepreneurs and people in their career, they wait for that stuff. They try to get everything perfect and make just a perfect amount of money, and then one day I'll invest in that. There was times in my career, I waited too long to get the good gear or to systemize it or to even write it all down because, like, well, I'm still making it right. Or I waited to release something because I wanted to perfect it. So if you're a perfectionist, how do you release things and perfect it as you go, but at least be in motion? right? You can be learning and perfecting and getting it better, but it's out there and you're working it because too many people wait and they then don't automate because they're always waiting or they're doing it ad hoc. And so they never hit efficiency. They don't hit scale. And so they're broke, even though they're good. They're exhausted, even though they're working smart, because they didn't systemize and automate what they could have.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. This 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Practicing progressive mastery. What is that like? Progressive mastery is kind of like if you've heard of deliberate practice, where someone gets a coach, they practice in front of that coach, they implement, they set, you know, long-term, short-term goals, they get feedback, they're doing it over and over and over and over again. That's cool. Progressive mastery adds two fundamental elements to that. One, you socialize your skill building, meaning you learn with other people, and you also set yourself in competitive environments to see how is your skill here versus other people. Also, you teach what you're learning to somebody else, because it's in teaching that we learn the finer distinctions of our own art and craft, and we get better at it. That's a big process of called progressive mastery. Here's what the takeaway was. I need you to identify three of the most important skills you need to develop in the next 12 months, like right now. And then set up a curriculum for yourself to learn, hone, and share those skill sets so you get better at them. Okay, then you need to do that for each of the major key players on your team. You need to help develop their curriculum of learning too, because most people don't. And it's like I say, you know, when I got to train Oprah and her team, I mean, I talked about a lot of things, but the things that they tweeted and resonated with was when I said, if you leave your growth to randomness, you'll always be stuck in the land of mediocrity. I mean, if you really want to go another level, you need to design your curriculum again. Last big habit that they are practicing, and it's huge, and that is they've got to master cash flow. Your career or your business, now I know you might say, well, I don't have to care about cash flow, I'm the employee, or I don't have to care about it, I have an accountant. But it's important that you understand all the financial drivers of your business, whether or not you're in charge of raising the revenue or not. Because even if you want to get promoted, if you're an employee, you won't get promoted unless you know the needle movers that move the business forward and you understand your clear connection to supporting those things. I work with so many Fortune 100 companies, and I walk in sometimes, and there'll be, you know, a group of 10, 30 of their highest level executives. And as we go around and I ask some questions to discern where to focus, one of the things I ask about is numbers. And it's always very, very clear. The person in the room who knows the numbers the best, that person's the highest performing, usually the highest paid, and usually the CEO. You need to get that perspective. Even if you don't consider yourself a CEO of your business or something else, you need to know the numbers and the things that drive the career or business success.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brandon Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.